We have been studying the Holy Spirit for the past few weeks. This morning we want to look at a particular aspect of this study, and that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And while that term is not used very often in the New Testament, it is still a term that a principle, an idea that's very important. Good, sound, faithful brethren have disagreed over the meaning of it for a number of years. We understand that it is not a salvation issue. In other words, your understanding of it is certainly nothing that will jeopardize your salvation, because the Bible says it's a promise. It's not a command. So it's nothing we're to do or not do. But it's still important that we understand the working of the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit gives, and a number of other lessons dealing with or characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And as long, of course, as we do not contradict clear passages of Scripture, then we know that we are on safe ground. So let's examine some of the views of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And there may be people here that's changed their views of what this is over the years. I know I have. This first view is the one that I held for a number of years, but I don't hold it anymore for many reasons. The first view that I want to talk about is that the gift of the Holy Spirit refers to all the blessings, including salvation, that comes to us when we become a Christian. And those blessings being forgiveness of sins, those blessings being redemption, those blessings being becoming a child of God, being born into this family, all of those blessings. And this is what I believe the gift of the Holy Spirit was for a number of years. As Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the gift